Listen in as Dan W. shares carrying the message through slogans. He's going to share for 20 to 25 minutes. Dan W. has been in our fellowship for over 35 years. He is from Iowa and has two cats. I will let you know, Dan, when you have 5 minutes left.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Let me know after about 20 minutes. I might need 25. I'll do my best to respect everyone's time limits. Thanks, everyone. Just want to check my setup on my phone. Okay, I don't want to be on speaker. Okay, I'm Dan W., and I'm powerless over my emotions. Thanks to this program, it's been a long time since I seriously considered suicide or homicide. I'm very grateful that I found my way here. I'm grateful to my home group, the Next Frontier Micro Meeting, the telephone meeting that meets 7 days a week. I'm grateful for the many friends that I've made through the program. I'm grateful to my sponsor and to all the sponsors that I've had over the years. I'm grateful to my service sponsor and for all the opportunities I've had to do service. I will be talking about my experience with our slogans. Before I do that, I want to share a little bit about my story, what things were like, what happened, and what things are like now. I was born into a family of alcoholics and crazy people. I am borderline bipolar. I've never been hospitalized, never been in prison, but I have had a lot of close calls because of stupid, risky, selfish, and compulsive things I've done. There, but for the grace of God, go I. I've had trouble with anger at times. I'm not proud of the damage I've done to myself or to other people, especially people in my family and people at my place of work. Someone needs to mute, it sounds like. A long time ago, I figured out I'm different from most other people. For one thing, I'm overly sensitive. I really like a good laugh, and I cry a lot. Another thing, I have a very strong creative streak, and I have tremendous reserves of energy, more than most people. Over the years, I've had a lot of problems with my finances and problems in relationships, especially sexual relationships. I've always been a very curious person, like Curious George, always getting into mischief. I've had a lot of unfinished projects in my life, and at times, my emotional issues have caused physical problems like migraine headaches and chest pains. I first heard about the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous many years ago when my sister, an alcoholic, got out of treatment. I was immediately struck by the spiritual power of the steps. It felt like it might be the spiritual solution to the problems that I'd been having in my marriage. I wondered how I might make use of the steps since I wasn't an alcoholic. Not long after that, I discovered the 12-step program of Emotions Anonymous, and I dove in with both feet. My first sponsor, like most of the sponsors that I've had, worked the AA program as well as EA. When I first started working the steps, I experienced a lot of very curious coincidences, God's anonymous miracles, through dreams and in other ways. My higher power started interfering in my life. He's been interfering on and off ever since, that is, when I let him. Through working the steps with a sponsor, my marriage and my life began to slowly improve. The first time I did a fourth step inventory, I discovered I had a lot of buttons. People were always pushing my buttons. With the help of this program, I've learned that my buttons are my responsibility. Eventually, I got involved in Al-Anon as well, and that's been a great blessing. My wife, who died 11 years ago, was a beautiful, smart, funny, sexy, giving person, at least until we were married. We had two daughters. They're grown now and doing remarkably well. For me, journaling, including dream work, is an important tool of recovery. And listening to music is a key tool of recovery for me also. I have to have it. Another thing that helps my mood is making sure I get enough exercise. I used to very rarely get depressed. Lately, I've been depressed a lot because of the pandemic. So many people are suffering these days. For so many people, it's like, do you want a punch in the gut or a kick in the teeth? Before the pandemic, I was working part-time, going to school part-time, going to meetings, hanging out with friends, swimming at the Y, and playing my guitar at church on Sundays. Nowadays, because of the pandemic, I'm staying home a lot with my two cats, collecting unemployment, ordering groceries online, reading, watching videos, and catching a lot of meetings. I try to connect with family and friends every day on the telephone. I go for a walk every day without fail. I'm trying to do what I can to stay healthy. Because of my struggles with depression, anxiety, and fear, I had to start over at step one recently. Once again, I'm working the steps with a sponsor. We're using the Emotions Anonymous 12x12 book, which I've used before. I highly recommend that book to anyone that's working the steps. That's the Emotions Anonymous book, 12x12. Now, the first slogan that I want to talk about is let go and let God. Over the years, I've struggled a lot with my concept of a higher power. But there's really only two things you need to know about God. One, there is a God. And two, you're not it. Spiritual awareness is the principle behind the 11th step. My favorite prayer is this one by the Jewish sage Hillel. If I am not for myself, who will be? If I am not for others, what am I? If not now, when? Figuring things out in my head is not a step. I always need to remember that. This isn't a program about giving up control. It's about giving up the illusion of control. I need to keep an open mind. More will be revealed. What's my higher power? Everybody has one. Am I a slave to alcohol or drugs or work or something else? I'm addicted to my cats, my fur babies. I'm not codependent, I'm cat dependent. My brother recently shared this joke with me. There was this guy stranded by himself for years on a desert island. Eventually, this guy is rescued. The person that rescues this guy notices the guy built 3 grass huts during the years he was stranded. The rescuer asks the guy about the 3 grass huts. The guy says, "The first one's my house, and the second one's my church." So the rescuer asks, "What's the third one for?" And the guy says, "Oh, that used to be my church. I quit going there. I didn't like the people there." The next slogan I want to talk about is, "You are not alone." The first time I did a fourth step, I discovered I had some very painful feelings of shame that I had experienced at various times in my life, not fitting in. We're social creatures after all. The opposite of addiction, I've heard, is connection. Being part of a community is very important to me, to all of us. By myself, I'm a slender thread that's easily broken. But when we are bound together with others in this fellowship, we are like a thick rope that's strong enough to pull a battleship. If I want to really connect with people, I have to be willing to be vulnerable. That's a beautiful thing about our program. We can be honest. We can be vulnerable. We can build deep and meaningful relationships with other people in the program. Relationships built on trust, acceptance, and mutual understanding. Who am I really when I'm not posing? Not putting on an act. I have to take off my costume and my mask. Then I can connect. I think my dad struggled with this. He could never really let down his guard. He could never really let anyone in. I don't know if he ever really connected with anyone. Not even with my mom. The next slogan I want to talk about is, look for the bad. Or is it, don't look for the good? Or is it, look for the good? After all, what's more fun? A life based on hope, trust, acceptance, forgiveness, and gratitude, or one based on doubt, fear, suspicion, and resentment? I've really got to remember this. Look for the good. For me, it's a matter of survival. When I am overcome by fear, it's all too easy for me to fall into despair, to give up. Then I'm really in trouble. That's the road that leads to addiction, disease, and death. So don't judge. Don't criticize. Don't argue. Don't compare. Through working the steps, I found out that one of my character defects is self-loathing. I'm working on that with the help of my higher power. I want to be my own best friend, not my own worst enemy. I like to think of my character defects as limitations. It helps me to think of them that way. And I like to think of my character assets as opportunities. Opportunities to be of service. The next slogan I want to talk about is one day at a time. You know, today is a gift from God. That's why they call it the present. It's like when I'm driving my car, I need to pay attention to what's right in front of me. I don't need to look 5 miles down the road. Now I do have to check my rearview mirror from time to time. But if I stare at my rearview mirror too long, I'm definitely going to crack up. These are things I've learned through bitter experience. It's good to be able to learn from experience. Even better is to learn from other people's experience. After all, there are a lot of things in this life I don't need to try, not even once. Do what you are doing is a very important slogan for me. It's not in our yellow pamphlet, but maybe it should be. Do what you are doing. When I'm driving my car, I need to focus on my driving. When I'm listening to someone, I need to really just listen. When I'm working, I need to focus on my work. This ability to focus is one thing I've learned through my growth, however limited, as a musician. I need to really pay attention to the music that I'm playing. And when I play in an ensemble, I need to really listen to what the other musicians are doing. So remember, whatever has your attention has you. Just for today, I will have a program. I may not follow it exactly, but I will have it. I can manage my stress better when I have a plan for each day. Unfortunately, things don't always go according to my plan. When that happens, I've got to be flexible. I'm not very good at that, but I'm learning. Another one of our slogans is, don't live and don't let live. Or is it live and let live? Life on life's terms, not life on Dan's terms. Another one of our slogans is, by the grace of God. Because of my risky behavior, I've had a lot of close calls in my life. Bipolar people can be dangerous to themselves and to others. One time at an AA meeting, I heard a guy say he would look at other alcoholics and tell himself, I haven't done that yet. Interesting. I could really relate to that. I haven't done that yet. I go to a lot of open AA meetings, and I like to read the AA big book. I'm not an alcoholic, not yet anyway. There's still time. Here's a prayer I say sometimes when I'm being honest with myself. God, save me from the consequences of my own bad choices. keep it simple. Or is it keep it complicated? Humility is the principle behind the seventh step. In my monkey mind, I have a nonstop parade of thoughts, feelings, opinions, judgments, and comparisons. This one's up, this one's down, I'm up, I'm down. Not dealing with the external world as it really is, and not dealing with my innermost self, who I really am, either. I have a choice. I don't have a choice. I always have options. I may not
Dan,
like my options.
I wanted to let you know that you've shared for 20 minutes, and you have 5 minutes left.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your service. I may not like my options, but I always have options. I can make things better or make things worse. I can ask God for help. When all else fails, read the directions. The directions are the 12 steps. They're simple but not easy. I want to wrap up with a few thoughts on the Serenity Prayer. I can't force myself to hold a certain thought in mind or feel a certain way, but I can choose the next right thing to do. I can't change the past, but I can make a better choice today. I can do my best to walk the walk, but as several other people have shared today, I am not in charge of the outcome. The Bhagavad Gita puts it this way: your proper concern is alone the action of duty, not the fruits of the action. Cast then away all desire and fear for the fruits and perform your duty. When I look back over the high points and low points of my life, I need to remember at the time I did the best I could. And that applies to my parents. They did the best they could. And my wife, she did the best she could. When we know better, we do better. That's all I've got. Thanks for letting me share. Now I'd like to hear about your experiences with the slogans.